With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Always keeps me guessing, Andrea Simontov. Firstly, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, thank God. It's not Japan, but you know, I was actually in Taipei in August. I was once in Taipei in August. I don't even know what I was doing there, how I ended up there.
Okay, that's not too far from Japan though. And how
was
the weather?
Same neighbor. Oh my gosh, it was an oven. It was so, so hot. Yeah.
What, like worse than Tel Aviv hot?
Yeah, worse than Tel Aviv hot. I can't explain it. Like, well, maybe because in Tel Aviv there's something I can eat. There was nothing for me to eat in Taipei.
Hungry and hot. So does that equal a bad mood?
It was bad. On the other hand, I never saw such people in Taipei. This is not the subject. Okay, it's not gender neutrality. But you know, the people in Taipei, they smoke a lot, the Asians. Is that, I don't know, is that like a broad brush? Is that racist? I don't know.
No, I think it's probably accurate, yeah.
The Asians smoke a lot. There wasn't one cigarette butt on the street. Everybody like takes their cigarettes and they put them in little containers. They're like plastic bags to collect garbage. It was immaculate, and this was the best. We rented bicycles, in Taipei. And so we rented the bicycle, but we stopped someone. We said, well, you know, where are the locks? The locks for the bicycles.
Sure.
And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, we want to go. We want to go to the museum. We want to go see. There's a big tower with a big nuclear reactor or something. He said, we want to go. They said, well, you just leave it there. And they could not comprehend. Nobody would take it because you take the bicycle. It's not yours. It's not. Nobody would steal it because it's not theirs.
Wow, that is absolutely mind-blowing. Coming from South Africa, I cannot begin to tell you just how mind-blowing that is. But wow, what a society.
One more thing. Yeah. Before I stop with Taipei, what was very interesting was there were no children. There were no children around in the city of Taipei, Taiwan. And I stopped. There was some guy, I don't know if he was like Saudi or Egyptian, married to a Taiwanese woman. And I said, you know, where are the kids? And he said, they can't afford to have children in this. So if there are children, they're like household accessories. They're designer children. True story. You know, they give them music lessons, elocution lessons, but they're really, you know, children are, they're not seen and they're not heard. It was like a childless city with no cigarette butts and nothing kosher to eat except Pringles. Yeah.
Sounds weird beyond weird.
It was weird. It was weird. Yeah.
Before we get to the happiness elixir, and we're going to get there, I promise you, shortly, I just need to tell you that earlier on the week we were discussing about how people would invest $1 billion if they had it. And the very first suggestion that came through was from Adrian, who said he was going to invest in your travels because he reckons as his spiritual guide, you need a bit of input into this whole around Israel traveling thing. And I thought, how generous and how magnificent was that gesture?
Okay, I'm here. I'm on it. I'm on it. I just renewed the passport. I'm on it. I'm looking to do a world tour for anyone that will pay me $7 and give me an air-conditioned motel room.
Sounds good to me. So related to that, related to that is happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, the gender-neutral thing was just being funny because – but it was like – it was, everything is so compartmentalized. Everything is so, I'm losing the English. It's not being replaced with anything, Simon. I'm going to have speech impediments in four languages soon. Okay, I'm not joking. But I was thinking, you know, a couple of things happened this week. First of all, that huge plane load of South Africans who came to Israel, my children were on that plane. This week, yeah, landed in Israel yesterday, made Aliyah. And I was thinking about it because it wasn't anybody who has family that came to Israel yesterday. You know, a lot of hoopla and Telfed said, oh, a lot of flags, you know, oh, bye bye. Thank you for it. Was a terrible flight. They really, but what happened was everybody was so joyous and so nice. And my daughter was kind of like crabby last night. And this morning she said, everything's good. And I thought to myself, after we hung up yesterday, let's see, we spoke on Thursday. Friday morning, I got up and I got in the car and I drove all the way up to the north to Tel Chai, up by Kiryat Shmona. I think it's by the Syrian border. And I went to summer camp. We were working. My husband works with an organization called Shalva, the Association of Mentally and Physically Challenged Children in Israel. Anyway, I went to summer camp and I spent Shabbos with approximately 200 to 300 children with special needs, from light to severe. Everybody, there was some with physical. What an eye opener. It was so much fun. There was so much joy. But an outsider could have come in and taken a look and said, what? So sad.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There's so many things going on in this world that we can look at and say, so sad, so depressing, so hopeless, so bleak. But you know what? And I talk about it all the time. And sometimes I think that I sound like a broken record, but it's new and fresh each week. Simon, we can choose to see, forget the half glass food, to have a glass period. We can see where the joy lies. It's all over. It's everywhere. It's very crazy. I had a story. I mean, I told you that I lost, it was a chutzpah. The family lost, my delicious machatenister in South Africa lost her husband exactly 30 days ago to COVID, 30 days ago Monday night.
Oof,
and it was terrible. And everybody listening to this show from South Africa knows 1 or 10 people who succumbed.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I certainly don't have a monopoly on this. And you know, I spoke with her and it was very bleak and very sad. And then I spoke with my daughter who's remaining in South Africa and will not be coming back to Israel. Her life is there. And I could look and say, oh, horrible, blah, 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 blah. They're not even related, the daughter that's there and my machatenister. And you know what? They're going to get their nails done together next week. And suddenly this whole relationship is forging. That's good stuff. There's good stuff all over, but we can hang out in the bleak. We can hang out in the, and I'm like racing. There's some things I just wanted to tell you. I was walking my dog when I got back from this Shabbos, this glorious Shabbos with kids. You know, it wasn't just that these 300 children with special needs and some of them severe. It was at that week, 300 families of these children were going to the movies together. Husbands and wives were going out to dinner together. They were looking at each other and remembering why they got married. Siblings, what we call normative siblings, okay,
mm-hmm.
were having undivided time. Good stuff was happening. But how many of us stay mired in the bleak? We can always go there. And I maintain, Simon, that it is lazy. And to finish this off, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the year of COVID. Maybe it's being locked up. Maybe it's what's happening in South Africa, what's happening in Israel. Maybe it's all these. I'm very much on edge. And I'm walking the dog the other day, and a car pulls up, car with tinted dark windows. So I knew right away that they were Arabs because it's in my neighborhood. I live between two villages, and the Arab cars all have tinted windows. And a car pulls up alongside of me. And I become nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I get frightened. I think, I don't want to be a story in the newspaper, and I'm projecting and I'm making assumptions, and this is not good. But sometimes an assumption is right. And the back window rolls down, and a little boy puts his face out the window, and I see his mother in the front, and she's wearing a hijab, and I see her father, the father in the front seat. And this little boy leans out the window, and he has Down syndrome, this little Arab boy. You know, he just got back from that Shabbos. And he looked at the dog, and he started to wave.
Oh.
And they pulled over. And I walked over with the dog, and he petted the dog's head. And then I said, bye-bye. And he said, bye-bye. And we drove. And they left the window. And when they drove away, I began to sob. Simon, I don't want to analyze the tears. It was gender neutral. I don't want to analyze the tears. Let me tell you what the tears told me. They told me that I am deeply invested in the human experience. And there was a moment for me to freak out, be frightened, to make assumptions, to let a boy pet the hat of my dog and me to go on and not register a thing. But by taking a moment to register families that are different than us, plane loads of people who are brave and scared. We have an opportunity, and with every opportunity, we are adding to the world. One last thing to make you laugh. I'm watching the clock. So apparently all these South Africans are in a hotel in Tel Aviv. They're not allowed to step out. They cannot step out of the room. It's like we're not allowed. If we bring them packages, the packages are gone through like for contraband, you know, lest I bring them a hot water pot. Well, apparently there's a system between the women on floor 15. And I think Tel Aviv Hilton, I'm not joking, where I kid you not, they're passing. The balconies are all opaque. You can't see into the next balcony. They're passing Bamba, diapers, treats, videos. They're passing it over through the side. My daughter said it's like a scene from The Shawshank Redemption.
It sounds like we're going straight back to Poland to the shtetl where you kind of sort of hand it over to the next door neighbor.
Exactly. Wonderful. And people are like looking and like, I don't know. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. I don't know. I wasn't here. And some of it is so miserable. Israel, they really made sure that when they got off the plane, the experience was so miserable because they wanted them to begin their aliyah honestly. Okay. So I like that term.
And thank you for making
Adrian,
me laugh.
Send me the ticket, Adrian. I'm coming.
Shabbat shalom and thank you as always, Andrea Simantov.